independent, completely northern Minnesota media source that isn't beholden to anybody else. You have to be.
You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
Thank you. My ideal, Ben Webster tenor sax, Art Tatum on piano, Red Callender bass, and Bill Douglas on the drums, recorded September 11th, 1956. Pianist Art Tatum from Toledo, Ohio, was born with cataracts, which worsened, so he spent most of his life legally blind. He probably had a photographic memory. He could recite countless baseball statistics and definitely had perfect pitch. I'm Paul Kivy, and today on the 47th episode of The Recorded History of Jazz, we will hear a fantastic Dizzy Gillespie and Stan Getz collaboration, plus Illinois Jacket and Roy Eldridge team up with Herb Ellis. But let's hear two more from what would turn out to be Art Tatum's final session. Tatum would die of kidney failure just 7 weeks after this recording session. Amazingly, he put down a full album's worth of music, 7 cuts in all. Tatum, as we have heard on other recordings, might be the most technically gifted jazz musician ever, able to spray notes precisely where he wanted with a speed that would leave onlookers speechless. For example, the very first cut we heard from him, Tiger Rag, back in 1932, had 376 beats per minute. Somebody went and tried to figure out the tempo on that. That's smoking. When Charlie Parker moved to New York, the first thing he did was take a job as a dishwasher at the club Tatum was at for residency, and he worked there 3 months just to try to learn how Tatum could fit so many notes in so little time. Most people, when paired with Tatum, would try to keep up with them, but in this session, Ben Webster made it clear from the start the goal was a slow tempo. The contrast in how he and Tatum each riff on the tune at the same time is what makes the session interesting. So, here is a second from that session, September 11th, 1956, Gone with the Wind. Thank you. My One and Only Love, and before that, Gone with the Wind by breathy tenor saxophonist Ben Webster and pianist Art Tatum. This was the talented Art Tatum's swan song as he would die of kidney failure 7 weeks later on November 5th at the age of 47. You are listening to the Recorded History of Jazz. Bop founder and trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie recorded with Stan Getz, the tenor sax man nicknamed The Sound, on several occasions. Arguably the best of these was October 16th, 1956, with Sonny Stitt on alto sax, John Lewis on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown bass, Steve Levy on the drums. Here are two classics, starting with the traditional Russian melody, Dark Eyes, a.k.a. Ochechonya. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's two driving versions of two songs, each with two names. That was Bebop, a.k.a. Things to Come, and before that was Dark Eyes, or Ochochonya. You just heard trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie, tenor Stan Getz, alto Sonny Stitt, guitarist Herb Ellison, John Lewis on piano. You have found the home for classic jazz, the recorded history of jazz. Next up, another tenor sax trumpet pairing remarkably recorded on the same day in the same city, both in Los Angeles. Tenor sax Illinois Jacket was the leader, and the session would produce an album called Swing's the Thing with Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Herb Ellis guitar, Jimmy Jones piano, Ray Brown, Ella Fitzgerald's ex-husband, on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. That means Ellis and Brown were in both sessions on October 16th, 1956. The first cut is Achtung. We'll be right back. Eldridge, Illinois Jacquet, Herb Ellis, Jimmy Jones. Have you met Miss Jones? Before that, Achtung. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. Time for one more song. Here's Chet Baker on Love Nest.